We will go now to the chamber's next question, which is about representation. The question asks, with redistricting, Southeast Alaska has less representation than we had before. How will you ensure that we are fairly represented at the state level? And Stephen, that's yours.
So, yeah, we are, with the redistricting, we've been tossed around all over the place. We're constantly electing new leaders, trying to stabilize, and trying to figure out what the next 6 years are gonna look like, because we're gonna be in a census again. Petersburg, for instance, we've been in downtown Juneau, been all over the place. Sitka has constantly been going through different people. And the way I look at it this year, we're in a rebuilding year. We're looking to bring somebody that's gonna go into the legislature and make sure that the majority of the district, which is you, is having a voice and being well represented in that house. When we're looking through all of this representation, we have to make sure that we have people that is reaching across the aisle. Now, we're all gonna say that, we're reaching across the aisle, but when you have somebody like myself that can work with Senator Stedman and understand on a level, of course, I have a lot to learn from him because he's been doing it for so long, but I am a person that is more than willing to sit down and make sure that I understand where he's coming from, get brought up to speed, but he also, we can work on a level because he's been in the fishing industry so long. I have such a leg up when being in the majority as far as a seat at the table. And not saying that I'm gonna go in and be the Republican that's only gonna side with Republicans. That's not me. In fact, I'd really like to try to put the party politics aside and really look at the people that you are electing. Most people in this district are undeclared nonpartisan and you're voting for the person, not so much the party itself. That being said, I do believe that I have a great amount to offer to this district. I know that I'm very easy to work with as far as understanding and opening up, open-minded listening. I think I've proven myself many, many times to many of you that I do listen well and I can work with you. And we can go from there. And that's the best that I can do.
Southeast Alaska is going to have less and less representation given population projections. It's actually our population staying relatively static, but proportionally in Alaska, as Anchorage and Matsu grows at a phenomenal rate, proportionally we're losing representation, which is of course what reapportionment is. And so I think that necessitates a few things. Number one, you need legislators that are gonna work harder than ever to cover more and more territory. Literally, the districts get bigger. There are more and more people for every legislator. So I think that's hugely important, that you're bringing sort of a high velocity of work ethic to the job. Another I think really important priority, and I would agree with Stephen, is that, you know, bipartisanship and working together is hugely important. And, you know, Cheryl Frasca, who we're working on with this education idea, for instance, is chairing one of the Sean Parnell, Dan Sullivan super PACs. I mean, she is like Mrs. Republican, and I love working with her because she's got a good idea, and that's what I'd like to think the political system should be about. It doesn't, you know, you can differ on some ideas, but I mean, think of it as a Venn diagram. You've got the left, you've got the right, and there's an overlap, and it's that overlap that you're trying to work within to try to unite the state. And I think when you look back at the bipartisan coalition that existed for 6 years in the Alaska Senate from 2006 to 2012, you saw the extreme issues on the left and the extreme issues on the right set aside, and that coalition focused on issues that were generally good for Alaska and that, you know, 75% of people can agree on. And I'd like to see that model of governance come back to Alaska. And then finally, there's a lot of sort of nitty-gritty in the trench work that's being done in the legislative process to try to be effective for your constituents. For instance, the governor's budget, which is, you know, a multi-billion dollar document that's released every December that the legislature then revises, adds to, subtracts from, starts in state agencies. So it starts in the Department of Health and Social Services, it starts in the Department of Fish and Game, and it's actually state employees, civic servants, classified employees who create the first draft of that budget. So creating meaningful working relationships with the division directors, the regional superintendents, to try to get projects that are good for your region or programs that are good for your region included in that budget, the first draft, before it's looked at as a political document, is also hugely important. And so putting in the time, building those relationships with state employees, understanding how these state agencies work is also a hugely important way to be effective on behalf of a district that is literally getting bigger and bigger with every passing census.
Thank you, gentlemen. We're loping right along here, ladies and gentlemen. We have quite a few audience questions, but Susan's available if you have some more.